Good morning. Welcome to the Bell and Pollock Legal Show. The show is for you. Our law firm is Bell and Pollock. I'm Gary Bell, Brad Pollock. We are injury attorneys. The show covers injury subjects. We do it each week. We cover a different subject each week, a different injury subject, hopefully to educate you, to teach you, and to give you an equal chance and a level playing field with the insurance company on the other side of your claim that's going to try to beat you and defeat you, reduce and mitigate your claim, or pay you nothing. And that's why we do it, time after time, week after week after week. We cover all kinds of different injury subjects. And by the way, if you've got a request for a special subject or special show, you can call our law firm, 303-795-5900 at any time, or you can email us, go to our website, championsofthepeople.com. And by the way, if you want to listen to this show again, or if you want to download it or play it for free, go to our website, championsofthepeople.com. You can download it. You can play it for free. You can also get free copies of our books. We've written, the first book we wrote was called Don't Get Hurt in the Same Accident Twice, once in the accident and again on the insurance claim. It's got a lot of good information in it. It's free. You can have it. You need to follow the information. It covers how to hire an attorney, what to do, what's an accident case about, what's an injury case about. It's loaded with information. It covers the myths. And we're going to cover some of those myths today in today's show. So, you know, our usual example is you're injured in a car crash, because we do car crash cases all over the state of Colorado. So we use that as our usual example. We also do workers' compensation cases. But today we're talking about typical example, car crash case. You're injured in the car crash, and we're going to try to help you navigate this insurance maze. And do not ever think that the insurance adjuster that represents the party who hits you, the person who injured you, don't think they're on your side. Don't think they're trying to cooperate with you. Don't think they're going to be favorable to you. That's one of the myths. And one of the myths is if I'm hurt, somebody will take care of me, right? Wrong. That's absolutely wrong. So, Brad, let's start with the fact that, you know, this is not an ordinary day for somebody in an accident.
Well, it isn't. And it's not an ordinary day that you prepare for, or a day that you prepare for at all in any way, shape, or form. You may have some ideas, and hopefully you have one of our accident packages to know what to do in the event of an accident. And you've at least got those forms filled out. You have what's going on, and you can get the accident packages from our office. Those packages are nice packages to hold your insurance card in and to hold different documents in. But please read the package. And we're happy to send you more than one. We'll send you a number of them. Please read the package and identify what you would do in case of an accident. But now you've been in the accident and you're trying to figure out what your insurance coverage is and what's going to get paid and what's not going to get paid. And you're going to be very surprised about what the policy covers and what it doesn't cover and how it works. As a matter of fact, if all of you are sitting there right now and you're thinking, okay, what would I do if I was in an accident and I got hurt in the accident and who do I call? And you think, well, I call my insurance agent. Well, many of you don't know who your agent is. Many of you really don't know how to get in contact with your agent. Many of you have purchased your insurance through the internet or in some other form. And many of you will be disappointed to find out when you call your agent, a lot of times they're going to say, well, we don't handle that. We sell you the insurance.
Well, some people don't have an agent. They just have a company. And so there's no agent to call. They just call the company. And you should do that. But you need to understand what's going to happen. You need to understand what's going to happen from each side of the fence. Your insurance company, because you've been hit, you've been injured, and it was the other person's fault. And from the other side of the fence, that person, the at-fault person's insurance company, their adjuster, and they got two types of adjusters, basically. They got a PD, property damage adjuster, and a BI, bodily injury adjuster. Make sure you know who you're talking to. So the first thing you're going to want to do, obviously, at the scene we've covered, you got to get medical care. You got to go to the emergency room if you need it. Don't refuse it if you need it. Make sure you're taking care of yourself treatment-wise, and we'll touch on that a little bit later in the show today. But let's talk about the car. So you've been in the accident. You went to the emergency room. You're getting your treatment. Now you want to get your car fixed. It is the responsibility and liability of the at-fault person's insurance company to pay you for your car. Can you go to your own insurance company and get it paid? Sure. But let's cover, Brad, what you do with the at-fault property damage adjuster for the at-fault party.
You've got this property damage adjuster who is going to create a real challenge for you to be able to get your car repaired or paid for in a relaxed atmosphere. Because the first thing they're doing is they're probably providing you with a car. They say they're going to provide you with a car. They're going to provide you with a car, but they want you to take it to one of their preferred shops. You don't have to take it to one of their preferred shops. They're going to say, well, take it here, take it there, take it here. Sometimes they'll say, well, you get your choice, but here's some shops we can recommend. And if you do that, then we can have a car waiting for you to drive while they look at your car and they get it fixed. Be careful of that. Be very careful. There, a lot of times those shops are doing things at a reduced rate in order to get the business from the insurance company to be a preferred insurance company. Sometimes the shops do a great job. Some of them do. Other ones are going to do a reduced job. They're going to do aftermarket parts, or you're not going to get the full examination of your car that you want to get. But you've got to get your car fixed. And while you're getting your car fixed, you don't know if they're going to total it. You don't know if they're going to fix it. You don't know what they're going to do. You're waiting to hear from them. But once they tell you what they're willing to do, they're going to give you about 24 hours before you have to turn that car back in. Sometimes right. Less than that.
That's one of the tricks. So you got to get your car fixed and repaired. But let's cover the two sequences or the two situations. One, your car is repairable, okay? So they're going to, as Brad said, they're going to try to get it to their shop, et cetera. They give you, let's say your car had $4,000 of damage, but the estimate comes back at $2,200. You've got to fight that. You got to get it to an independent shop. You got to get an appraisal, because later they're going to say your car wasn't damaged that bad, so you couldn't be hurt that bad. That's how that works. So you need to get it, fight it right from the beginning. If you need help, you can call us anytime. Now, that's if your car is repairable, okay? Also, if your car is totaled. And they got to get you a rental car either way. If your car's repairable or if it's totaled, they got to get you a rental car. As Brad just said, the trick is, okay, let's say your car's totaled. It's gone. They haul it away. They give a rental car. They say, you got to go out and buy a new car. And you go, well, I'm working. I can't do it for about a week or 10 days. That's not good enough. You got to go out. They put a lot of pressure on you to go out and buy a new car. Then their trick is they say, well, they wait, and then they say, you've had the car 5 days, 4 days, whatever. And by the way, tomorrow at noon, you're going to start paying for the rental car yourself, because we've given you ample time to replace your car. And actually, they didn't give you ample time.
And the fun part about that is a lot of times they're saying, well, yeah, we're going to pay some money, but we're going to pay it to the company that has the lien on your car because you got a car loan. We're going to pay that. You're lucky if they're willing to pay enough to really pay off the loan, because they say, oh, you just happen to be upside down. If you look at Kelley Blue Book, you may not be upside down, but they don't use necessarily Kelley Blue Book. They don't use necessarily the NADA Blue Book. They use their own numbers. They use their own way of calculating the numbers for your, quote, region. And they talk about your region, how what your car sells for and what it's worth in your region. And unless you can show them add-ons and significant add-ons that would increase the value, they're going to put together the value they think it's worth based on their numbers that they're getting for their own private agency. Now, what do you think that agency is going to do when they start valuing cars to try to make sure they maintain the insurance company business? They're going to undervalue the cars.
Right, so the car repair shops always try to make it the minimum, get it back on the road, get it running. You know, maybe the frame has been bent. We don't care about that. And so they try to get it back because they want more business from the insurance company, and you can fight that. You need to fight that. So right now you're dealing with the PD, the property damage adjuster, okay? We're coming up to the BI, the bodily injury adjuster. It's a whole different ballgame. But right now the property damage adjuster. And so you need to negotiate with them. You do your own research on the value of the car. You make them give you a reasonable time on the rental car. And then if you have to replace it, you need a reasonable time. But I want everybody to remember one thing here. The law says, the law is, that when somebody else, the at-fault party, damages you and your car, but right now we're talking about your car, damages your car, the at-fault insurance company has to put you in the same position and the same place you were before the accident. Okay, so if you've got a car seat that's been damaged, they got to get a new one. If you've got personal property inside, a camera or something been damaged, they got to get a new one. They got to put you in the same spot. And so the same thing with your car, Brad. They try to make the turn this corner, cut this corner, cut that corner. They've got to put you in the same spot. Remember that general principle of law.
Well, and while you're remembering that, add to it. Remember that just because they say, well, we don't do that. What do you mean you don't do that? You know, the insurance adjuster says, well, we don't do that. Let me see if I get it right. There's a person who ran into me that damaged my car. The basic principle you believe in life is that if you run into somebody and damage their car, you have to pay to put them back where they were before they ran into you. the fact that and pay the inconvenience or the expenses for another car while you're getting it done. The fact that an insurance company goes, well, we don't do that, doesn't mean they're right. And you can't just fall for them saying, well, we don't do that, because they know one of the ways to try to push around the victim of an accident is to tell the victim, that's not the way we do it, and we do it our way. Well, they're not your insurance company. You don't pay them to take care of it. That's what the other side is doing. And that person ran into you. It'd be like if my son threw a ball through a pane glass window, and it was a double pane, and they came to me and said, well, you got to fix the window. And I said, well, I'll only pay for a single pane. And you say, well, no, he broke a double pane. I go, well, I don't do that. I don't pay for double panes. I only pay for single panes. You'd be going, that's not the way it works. You got to replace what you broke, not what you say, insurance company, you do, because you want to make it sure that you don't pay a full amount to make sure the victim is fully compensated.
And one of the techniques they use is say, they say they've got you on the phone. They say, here's what we can do for you. So we start off on a positive note. Here's what we can do for you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay, that's good. But you need 6 and 7. Number 6 and 7. And they said, well, we don't do that. I'm sorry, but we can do 1 through 5. So you've got to fight that. You know the law. We just talked to the law on that. We got a break coming up. After the break, we're going to cover how you deal with and what do you do with a bodily injury adjuster. That's different. That deals with your injuries, your person. So we'll cover that after the break. You're listening to the Bell and Pollock Legal Show. Gary Bell, Brad Pollock. Our law firm is Bell and Pollock. We're conveniently located I-25 in Orchard. We've got an office in Steamboat Springs. We do car accident cases all over the state of Colorado. We do workers' compensation cases all over the state of Colorado. We do them everywhere. We do injury cases. We've been doing it for over 25 years. Give us a call at 303-795-5900. And in the mountains, 970-870-8989, or our website, championsofthepeople.com. We'll be right back.
Ready for an extraordinary lunch? As fast or as slow as you want it, with all fresh ingredients? Caitlin's Restaurant has it all. Express lunches that won't keep you waiting, or if you prefer, lunch served in that old-fashioned homemade style. All made fresh, on the spot. Whether it's a fresh-made sandwich with homemade chips, quesadilla loaded with cheddar or jack cheeses, or scratch-made soups, you'll find everything you love at Caitlin's. Caitlin's is located on Mississippi, just east of Colorado Boulevard, next to Bookies. How about green chili chicken stew? Think about a variety of fresh-made sandwiches or 11 different kinds of burgers made to order with 1/2 pound of the finest USDA choice lean ground beef. You might favor a homemade New Mexican recipe with carne adobada burritos, chicken enchiladas, carnitas burritos, served with hash brown special recipe beans, cheeses with guacamole, and your choice of homemade red or green chili sauces. For those who prefer the lighter side, there are fresh made salads and lighter fares. Sure to delight. Try Caitlin's for lunch or breakfast on Mississippi, just east of Colorado Boulevard, next to Bookies. Call 303-798-6600. You'll love it every bite of the way.
You're on your way to the store, then boom, you're T-boned at 45 miles per hour. Instead of shopping, you're on your way to the ER. Then comes the doctor visits, prescriptions, therapy, diagnostics, ongoing treatment, and the limitations. You have range of motion problems. Then the ultimate insult. The insurance company makes you feel like the crash was your fault. You need a legal game plan. You want a legal game plan. At Bell & Pollock, we've used over 25 years of experience to develop a legal game plan just for you. Our game plan has injury rules, rules of treatment, rules of claims, insurance company rules, litigation rules, rules they use to beat you. Now you can have them and know them and use them to protect you and your family. Our Bell & Pollock legal game plan gives you the rules the insurance company doesn't want you to have, or know, or use. But guess what? We do. At Bell & Pollock, success is no accident. Find us at championsofthepeople.com. That's championsofthepeople.com. Get your free initial consult and your free legal game plan. We'll help you. Good morning. Welcome back to the Bell and Pollock Legal Show. I'm Gary Bell along with Brad Pollock. You know, we do this show to try to teach you, to educate you, try to give you a fighting chance, a level playing field with the insurance company on the other side of the case. In the first part of the show, we gave you some of the preliminaries, some of the basics. We covered property damage. And one more thing I want to tell you about property damage is you can always go to your own insurance company if you have comprehensive collision insurance and they can fix it. and they'll go get it from the other insurance company, but it may affect your rates. It may affect a lot of things that you do. The bottom line is the at-fault party's insurance company has to put you back in the same spot you were. And that's the general law. Now, you've been injured in the accidents. You got neck problems. Your neck is sore. You got back problems. You've never had neck problems before. You've never had back problems before. And even if you have, there's a way to approach all that as well. But that's our example. Motor vehicle accident, neck problems, back problems, arm hurts, and you hurt your foot in the accident. So the bodily injury adjuster, when you're talking to the BI adjuster, that's different than the PD, property damage adjuster. You know, Brad, they usually say, well, if you just cooperate with me, if you send me a few forms, then I can pay you. I'll get you paid right away.
Right. And they're not going to. It's not going to work that way. But they're trying to get forms because they know the more information they get on you, the better chance they have of finding an excuse not to pay you, or finding an excuse to say your injury is caused by something else or your pain is caused by something else. They have their standard go-to arguments that they know they're going to use. They're going to say, well, your back hurts. Well, you have degenerative disc disease, and everybody has that. So they're going to say, well, you have it. And so, gee, you know, we didn't cause your injury or your back pain. You did. You've had previous back pain, and you're going to go, well, you know, that's when I was out working in the yard, or that's when I was out playing a sport, and that was when I was out doing things, and it quickly went away. They're going to go, no. That's where you actually hurt yourself. You didn't hurt yourself in the accident. So they want these forms filled out, so they have the ability to start gathering as much information on you as possible without really, really committing to anything. All they're saying is, well, we have to have all this information. And you stop and think, why do you need this information? This is part of the insurance maze, because they're going to say, well, we need it so we can be able to determine your injuries. And you say, well, I'll tell you what. Why don't we just go with what we saw at the emergency room, or what we saw when I went to the doctor the next day because I was hurting? Oh, you didn't go to the doctor right at the time of the accident. You went the next day. Well, that's pretty normal, really, that you go the next day. But, you know, they're going to make a big deal out of it. And then they're going to look at what the doctors say when you go into the emergency room. And, of course, those doctors are practicing very conservative medicine, and they may not have fully identified or addressed your injury because they're waiting to see how the swelling and goes down. And they're waiting to see what happens. So the insurance maze starts from that first time they say, here's forms, fill them out and send them back to us.
Right. And you're talking to the BI adjuster about your injuries. Look, listen, there's case law. There's very strong case law in Colorado that says you don't have to give these insurance companies all your records from all your doctors. Remember that. You have to eventually, at the right time, in the right way, at the right place, give them your records, your relevant records of the body parts that were injured in the accident. Did you just hear that? You do not have to sign their forms and their releases that authorizes them to go get all your doctor's records. For example, what in the world would they need to do if you broke your ankle 11 years ago to figure that out? Why would they need to have a female gynecological records for? Why? You know, why would they have to have oncology records? Think about this. They don't need them, and they're not entitled to them unless you sign their forms. If you sign their forms, they're going to go get your records, and they're going to place them with a central database. Yes, they will. Central database, one of them's called MIB. We've covered that in a separate show. So you don't have to do that, and you shouldn't do that. Your bodily injury claim is your bodily injury claim, and all they're trying to get some information. But, you know, Brad, one of the things we've covered in the past, and I want to emphasize again here, is they're saying to you, you're the injured person. We'll send you a few forms. Fill it out. We'll try to get you paid right away. Well, if they get you paid, you're going to sign a release giving up your claim. So that's not going to work. But what happens, Brad, when you, the injured person, ask the BI adjuster for information from them?
Oh, that's a new part of the mix, because they're going to get information from you. And a lot of times they may say, well, we determined that we're only 25% at fault. Or 40, or 55%, or 65%. And you say, well, what? They say, well, that's based on interviews. You say, when I have that information, no, we're not going to give that information. That's what we've decided. Do you want to take our offer or not? Do you want to take our amount, or we're not offering you anything? Goodbye. Thank you. We're done. We don't have anything to talk to you about. And you've now given them all this information. You've been sucked in to their statement of, well, in order for us to get you paid, we need to have all this information. You've given it to them, and they've got a nice bank of information put together and a good file put together. You've got nothing. And now all of a sudden they're telling you, well, you know, we're not going to give you that information that we gathered. We're not going to share it with you. There's no way in the world you should ever give an insurance adjuster anything anything without a reciprocal promise that, first of all, they're going to give you whatever they acquire as a result of the forms that you send them. And second of all, they're going to give you copies of any interviews they take of you. You should never give that interview without a lawyer. And third, they're going to give you the interviews they've done of their own insured. You've got to get this stuff.
Right. And think about that. Don't you think, isn't that logical that these insurance adjusters and companies, don't you think they've taken the statement of the person who hits you? Well, think about that a minute. Sure, they did. And they took the statement as to what happened. You ask them for that. They're not going to give it to you. You ask them for the policy limits. How much insurance does that person have? I need to know. I need to coordinate with my UIM, and I need to know how much insurance is available on this claim. They say, well, I got to get my insurance permission. No, they don't. That's not true. They say, we can't give it to you. No, they can give it to you. They just won't. And they'll create excuses as to why they won't. They don't want you to know that. So you tell me, if you've ever been involved in this situation, what information did you ever get from the at-fault insurance company at all? And the answer is zero or minimal or zero.
Start out saying, well, what's your insurance policy limits? How much insurance coverage does your insured have? They're going to be very reluctant, if willing at all, to give you the information. Most of the time they'll go, we don't have permission to give that. Well, what do you mean you don't have permission? Our insured hasn't given us permission. We're going to have to ask our insured for permission. Why in the world would your insured care if you gave that information? Think about it. Think about you sitting there right now. If you caused an accident, if you ran into somebody and the other side wanted to know how much insurance coverage you have, why wouldn't you be willing to give it to them? Tell them how much coverage. Here's my insurance. Here's how much coverage I've got. That's it. But the insurance companies, the adjusters will say, we won't give you that information, not because we don't want to give it to you, but because our insured doesn't want it to be released.
But under the law, the insured almost makes no decisions in this situation. The insurance company makes all the decisions for their insured, for the person who hits you. Do you understand? The insurance company makes the decisions. The insurance company decides how much they're going to pay you, if they're going to pay you, how they're going to pay you, and what's going to happen. They don't go to their insured, the person who hits you, and say to you, you know, we want to pay them $10,000. Is that okay? That does not happen. The insurance company is in control of all information, all money, all decisions. And speaking of which, Brad, let's cover reserves a minute. When you're going through your claim, the insurance company sets aside what they call reserves. They'll never tell you what they are, but it's money reserved aside, set aside to pay you on this claim. And they get it, and they try to set the reserves. They want to know if you were neck injured, back injured, and so they try to set the reserves. And they, you know, they do it usually on a lower basis, and that's how they're going to offer this money to you.
That's exactly right. They have a range on the reserves, and they talk about, let's start at a low ball amount, see what we can do. The reserves get affected by the information they can gather, which once again, they won't share with you. If you start demanding it, maybe they'll start sending you some information, but most of the time they won't. And what information they're going to gather in the future, if you're not cooperative, as in doing a surveillance on you or going to the repair shop, making sure they have good photos of your car and how it's damaged. And believe me, they're going to take the photos in a manner that shows as little damage as possible because they know that's important to them. Rarely are they going to want to show any hidden damage as the car is being repaired. Rarely do they want to even hear about that. They're going to be putting all this together to arrive at their reserves. Remember, the person who hits you, the best thing that can happen to that person is that the demand you make for payment for your injuries is within the policy limits. That's the best thing that can happen to them because now they know they're probably protected from having their personal assets attacked because a demand's been made within the policy limits and the insurance company has the ability to resolve the case within policy limits. That is very difficult to do if the insurance company won't tell you what the policy limits
are.
Right,
and that's one thing they don't want to do. They don't want to share the information. You know, another thing you can do is ask them what the policy limits are. We've covered that. But another thing you can do is ask her, did they interview any witnesses? Oh, yeah, we did. Well, can I have the witness statements? Can't give you that.
Oh, can I even know which witnesses you interviewed?
Yeah, what witnesses were
they? They won't tell you that.
Right.
They'll just say our witnesses tell us that we're not 100% responsible from what the witnesses told us.
Exactly. So they try to keep the information from you and get all the information from you for them. So we got a break coming up. After the break, we're going to cover a couple of other subjects. We're going to do a part two sequel of this show next week because we got a lot to cover on navigating this insurance maze once you've been injured or in car accident or even workers' compensation or injured on the job as far as that is concerned. You're listening to the Bell and Pollock Legal Show. Gary Bell, Brad Pollock, we're glad to do this show for you. Go to our website, championsofthepeople.com. It's an information-loaded website. We'll be right back.
Ready for an extraordinary lunch? As fast or as slow as you want it? With all fresh ingredients? Caitlin's Restaurant has it all. Express lunches that won't keep you waiting. Or, if you prefer, lunch served in that old-fashioned homemade style. All made fresh, on the spot. Whether it's a fresh-made sandwich with homemade chips, quesadilla loaded with cheddar or jack cheeses, or scratch-made soups, you'll find everything you love at Caitlin's. Caitlin's is located on Mississippi just east of Colorado Boulevard next to Bookies. How about green chili chicken stew? Think about a variety of fresh-made sandwiches or a 11 different kinds of burgers made to order with 1/2 pound of the finest USDA choice lean ground beef. You might favor a homemade New Mexican recipe with carne adobada burritos, chicken enchiladas, carnitas burritos, served with hash brown special recipe beans, cheeses with guacamole, and your choice of homemade red or green chili sauces. For those who prefer the lighter side, there are fresh made salads and lighter fares. Sure to delight. Try Caitlin's for lunch or breakfast on Mississippi, just east of Colorado Boulevard next to Bookies. Call 303-798-6600. You'll love it every bite of the way.
You're on your way to the store, then boom, you're T-boned at 45 miles per hour. Instead of shopping, you're on your way to the ER. Then comes the doctor visits, prescriptions, therapy, diagnostics, ongoing treatment, and the limitations. You have range of motion problems. Then the ultimate insult. The insurance company makes you feel like the crash was your fault. You need a legal game plan. You want a legal game plan. At Bell & Pollock, we've used over 25 years of experience to develop a legal game plan just for you. Our game plan has injury rules, rules of treatment, rules of claims, insurance company rules, litigation rules, rules they use to beat you. Now you can have them and know them and use them to protect you and your family. Our Bell & Pollock legal game plan gives you the rules the insurance company doesn't want you to have, or know, or use. But guess what? We do. At Bell & Pollock, success is no accident. Find us at championsofthepeople.com. That's championsofthepeople.com. Get your free initial consult and your free legal game plan. We'll help you. Good morning. Welcome back to the Bell and Pollock Legal Show. Today we've been talking about how you navigate the insurance maze once you've been injured in a car accident. But we do car accident cases all over the state of Colorado. We have an office in Steamboat Springs. We do workers' compensation and injury cases all over the state of Colorado. We've been doing it for years. Over 25 years, we've helped a lot of people put their lives back together again. We can help you. 303-795-5900. And in the mountains, 970-870-8989, and our website, championsofthepeople.com. You can get a free copy of our book. Okay, Brad, so we're going to do a part two next week, but let's just wrap up this week by saying now you've talked to the adjuster. We've gone through this little thing about the rental car, the property damage. Now you start down the treatment, course of treatment with your doctors. That's very important, and that's very important that they don't get those records as you go because you have a lot of decisions to make, which we'll touch a little bit on right now, but you got a lot of decisions to make, what kind of doctors, what kind of specialists you go to, etc. And there's no reason the insurance company should have these records just as you go.
There is no reason. You should be able to have the privacy and the comfort of being able to go to your doctor and properly manage your health care with your doctor as far as this injury without every single thing happening going straight to the insurance company. Instead, you can give them seasonable records. You can give them every couple months. You can give them as your progress is being made, as you go to other doctors, as you're being referred, as you decide which way you're going to go and what you're going to do. It's not a problem. You don't have to have them looking over your shoulder and giving them records every single day.
Right. So next week, listen up. We're going to talk about surveillance. We're going to talk about treatment. We're going to talk about specialties. We're going to talk about liability issues and how to navigate this insurance maze. Gary Bell, Brad Pollock. Our law firm is Bell & Pollock. We are injury attorneys. Our website, championsofthepeople.com, because we are your champions of the people.